Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, or diagnose. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Welcome to another edition of the Coach Mike Jones podcast show, episode 10. Thanks for everybody for all the support and love and feedback. We appreciate it. And yeah, today is another big day in Mariners baseball. We still got that wild card spot. And we got the Anaheim Angels are at T-Mobile Park today. And that's going to be Jamie Barrera is facing George Kirby for the Mariners. George Kirby's now 2-3 with the 356, and he's got 73 strikes on the year. And they're going to be limiting his innings this year here pretty soon, so I'm not sure how much he's going to go today. I predict he can go up to 6 innings, and hopefully he can get the win today because we need to get back on track after winning 2 games at the last 2 games in the series at Yankee Stadium just 2 days ago. We won that series. So now that the Angels are in town for 4 games, a doubleheader today. So this first game is about to start here. That's going to be 1:10 Pacific time. So let's see. Against Kirby for the Angels, Shohei Ohtani is batting .667 against George Kirby, and only a couple other people have faced him. Jared Walsh is batting .333, and Taylor Ward .333. None of them have any RBIs or home runs against Kirby, so that's good news. Other than that, only 2 other guys have faced him, and they went 0-5 combined. All right, and for the Mariners against Barrera, let me see. J.P. Crawford's got success against him, batting .600 and 5 at-bats with 2 RBIs. Let's see. Sam Haggerty batting .500 against Barrera. And let me see. Also, Abraham Toro's batting .143, 1 hit and 7 at-bats. Other than that, nobody else has a hit against Barrera. Winker's 0-2, and Soares is 0-2, and so is Carlos Santana. Actually, a bunch of them are 0-2. Kyle Lewis, Jake Lamb. But hey, they're turning it around today. Yeah, Jake Lamb, the Washington Husky, back in a Mariner uniform for the first time in his life. He's a 9-year veteran, and he pulled out a pinch hit to keep us alive in the 9th inning last night, which what a good comeback. We were losing 3-0 in the 9th, and like I said, Jake Lamb got a hit that kept sparked the rally, and ultimately Ty France had a two-run single that helped tie the game. But then we ended up losing the game in the ninth inning or the tenth inning. But other than that, let's see. I can try to figure out who's pitching the second game. I don't see that right now. But anyway, I guess we'll just go one game at a time for the Mariners here today. The second game of the split doubleheader is at 7:10 Pacific time. Okay, on to the minor league report for the Seattle Mariners organization. Today on August 6th, 2022. Okay, last night the Rainiers won 4-2. Yeah, they looked good in Sacramento there. Let me see what park they're in. They're in Banner Park there at South Sacramento against the Rivercats. The Rivercats are now 43-60, and the Rainiers are only 10 games from 500. They're 46-56, and they are the defending PCL champion. So hopefully they can stay on track and get to 500 here soon before the year's over. Okay, and yesterday, too, in Sacramento, Darren McCacken with a good outing, he won that game. He's 7-5 now with a 4.71 ERA, and Steckenrider got the save yesterday in Sacramento. Okay, let's see, anybody else have any good performances there in Sacramento? Jonathan Villar was 2-for-4 with a run. He's batting .308 in the minor leagues, and I'm really a big fan of Jonathan Villar. Plays a lot of positions. He's always did good when I've been a fan of his. So I'm really happy that we got him as a utility guy. So also, Taylor Trammell got a home run to win that game, two-run home run yesterday, his second home run for the Rainiers. Okay. Darren McCacken, 5 2/3 innings. He only gave up three hits and two runs. He had five strikeouts. And then Steckenrider got his second save. He struck out the side in the ninth there, and he's got a 4.76 ERA. Okay, let's see what's happening today for the Rainiers. Today, their starting pitcher is to be determined. Okay, on to Arkansas. Arkansas won yesterday 3-2 against Midland. Midland is now 51-49, and Arkansas is 49-51. Kuhn was the winning pitcher there in Dickey Stevens Park in Arkansas. Kuhn is now 2-3 with the .286, and Korber got the save for Arkansas yesterday. Let's see who else did good there yesterday. Okay. Jake Schiner, 2-for-4 with a run, and he got his 22nd double. His average is now .227, and we hope that he can pick it up this year. Also, Caden Poklovich was 1-for-3 with two RBIs and a walk. And let's see, Tanner Kerwer got his 19th stolen base, and he was also 1-for-3. And top pitching performances for Arkansas yesterday was Taylor Dollard. 5 2/3 innings, he gave up six hits, two runs, and he struck out four. And his ERA is now 1.69. We're hoping he gets a chance to play up there at the Rainiers here pretty soon. Also, Shipley got a save, one inning hit. And Korber's got his first save yesterday, one inning pitched. And he struck out two. His ERA is now 3.89. Okay, let's see what else is going on. And today, the Travelers are back at Dickey Stevens Park against the Midland Rockhounds. Okay. And let's see. Yeah, the pitchers for today's game for Arkansas. Okay, I don't see it right there. Okay, there it is. Okay, Arkansas is going with Baroa. He's 0-1 with a 12-point ERA, and Midland's pitcher is to be determined. Okay, on to the Everett Aqua Sox. Everett, yesterday, we lost to the Hillsboro Hops at Funko Field in Everett yesterday, 9-4. And Everett is now 48-51, and Hillsboro is 43-55. And today, let me see, Everett's going with Juan Mercedes. He's 5-5 with a 4.42, and Hillsboro's going with Randall. He's 2-7 with a 4.84. Okay, let's see who did good yesterday in Funko Field there. Here we go. Sabrata was 1-3 with a run and 2 walks. And Albert Rodriguez was 2-3 with 2 runs, RBI, and 2 walks. And let's see who else. Jonathan Levy was 1-4. I'm a big fan of his. He's now batting .248. Okay, and let me see. Perez got his – oh, Robert Perez Jr. Looks like he got a promotion from Modesto there. And I'm excited to see him. Hopefully I'll get a chance to see him up at the Everett Aqua Sox soon. I haven't seen a game yet there. I've got some friends that do games there, and they interview some of the fans from Seattle Sports Union, so I'm excited to go up there. And, yeah, check out their show. They interview some top people and some legends in the Northwest sports. So, yeah, I really love their show, and plus I've got to be on there myself, and it was a really good show, one of my best interviews, I've been told. All right. Okay, let's see. The Modesto Nuts. Okay, last night they killed the Stockton Ports 13-1. And the Modesto Nuts are 52-48. And the Ports are 33-67. They're having a rough year. Just like that game showed. They didn't do much for their hometown fans there. Top performers for the Nuts yesterday were Stockton were Harry Ford was 0-2, but he walked 4 times, so he got to score 3 times. So that's pretty good. That helps his on-base percentage, and that means he's a patient hitter, and we like that. Okay. Also, Gabriel Gonzalez, he just got called up. Man, I'm excited about him. He's out of Venezuela. He's had a great minor league career so far. Batting .327 with 13 home runs and 56 RBIs and 333 at-bats. But he's even doing better than that this year. In 145 at-bats this year with 6 home runs and 20 RBIs, he's batting .379 with a .444 on-base percentage. So I'm excited to see him. And he's number 18 because he is only 18 years old. He's 5'10" and 165 pounds, bats right-handed and throws right-handed. Okay, let's see who else did good for Modesto yesterday. Moncada, he's looking pretty good. He was 2-6 with 2 runs and 2 RBIs, and he's now batting .313. Jonathan Clase, was 2-3. With a run, 2 RBIs, and 2 walks. And let me see who else. Sanchez, another young guy. He was 2-5 with 2 runs, an RBI, and a walk, and he's now batting .407. And also, like I was saying, Gonzalez is batting .526 for the Nets. So that's really exciting. Hopefully both those guys will get promoted to Everett pretty soon, too. I'd love to see those guys up there. Okay, top pitching performances yesterday for the Nets were Joseph Hernandez is now 6-4. He won that game with a solid start, 6 2/3 innings. He gave up 1 hit, had no runs, and he struck out 9, and his ERA is now 2.86. And, yeah, we're excited about him, too. He's another one of those Central American kids. Yeah, he's out of the Dominican Republic. 22-year-old, 5'11", 150, throws right and bats right. So, and he's 13-8 in his minor league career. So that's pretty solid with a 3.93 ERA. So, yeah, we're excited to see him. And let's see what else is going on with the Modesto Nuts there. Today, Modesto's starting pitcher is to be determined, and Stockton's going with Hoagland. He's 0-0 with no ERA. So it must be his debut. Okay, on to the Cincinnati Reds. Cincinnati is today Nick Lodlow's on the mound, the number one draft pick, 7th overall in 2019 out of Texas Christian. Man, he's had a solid year this year, the rookie. Three solid rookie pitchers still with Hunter Green, Lodlow, and who's the other guy? Let me see. Ashcraft. Yeah, Graham Ashcraft, another solid pitcher. So I'm excited to see all those three guys this year. And let's see what's going on today for the Reds. Okay, the Reds lost to the Brewers last night, 5-1. The Brewers are now 58-48. And the Reds are 42-63. And like I said, Lodlow's on the mound today for the Reds. He's 3-3 with a 4.23 ERA. So he is a winner on a team that's over 20 games under 500. He's still 500. That proves he's a winner. Okay, Milwaukee's going with Ashby. He's a left-hander. Also, he's 2-9 with a 4.13 ERA. Okay, let's see if I can find that Mariners doubleheader who's pitching that game. Oh, right here. Chris Flexen's pitching the second game today at 7:10. He's 7-8 with a 3.73 ERA. He's going against Ryan Detmers, who's 3-3 with a 3.62. And he got a no-hitter this year for the Angels, so that was quite the surprise. And same thing with him. He's got at least a 500 record with a team that's under 16 games under 500. The Angels now are 45-61, and the Mariners are 57-50. Okay, let's see the preview for that second game here. Okay, they don't have against each other. They do. Hey, Jared Kelnick's batting 1,000 against Reed Detmers. And also, Carlos Santana's batting 1,000 with a home run and 3 RBIs. He's 2-for-2 against Reed Detmers. And also, Luis Torrens batting 1,000. He's 1-for-1. Other than that, no one else has a hit against Detmers. Now, for Flexen, against Flexen for the Angels, David Fletcher, he's 4-for-10 with no RBIs. And then Luis Rendifo, he's batting 3-for-6, batting 500 against Flexen with no RBIs. Also, Kurt Suzuki's batting 333 with 2 RBIs against Flexen. Max Stassi, who had a 2-run home run last night, he's batting 250 with a home run and an RBI against Flexen. Also, Jose Rios has had a good career against him, too, so far. He's batting 500, 1 home run, 1 RBI. Oh, and Shea Ohtani hasn't been that successful, but he does have a home run against Flexen. Ohtani's batting 154 with 1 home run and 1 RBI against Flexen. So that seems to be a good game, too. And Flexen, it looked like he was close to being the pitcher of the month last month in July there. He was 3-0. His ERA was somewhere in the 2.2 range. So, hopefully he's still on a roll and he can keep steamrolling today and we win this doubleheader and then salvage this series. All right. So what else is going on today? You got Chicago is hosting Miami, 0-0 in the top of the third right now. The Mets are hosting Atlanta. The Mets are up 3-0 in the top of the sixth. And also Baltimore. Yeah, I'm going to be honored and privileged to have Jimmy Flame on my show, which Jimmy Flame's a huge Baltimore Oriole fan, and they've had a great turnaround. Their rebuild's happening sooner than anyone thought. They're now 55 and 51. They're going against the Pittsburgh Pirates today in Baltimore. And Pittsburgh's now 43 and 63. And let's take a look at that game. Baltimore's going with Austin Voth, the right-hander. He's 1-1 with the 554. And Pittsburgh's going with JT Brubaker, the right-hander. He's 2-9 with the 440. Okay, let's see what else is going on. Boston's at Kansas City today. San Francisco at Oakland. Let's see. Tampa Bay is in Detroit. Tampa Bay is now 57 and 49. Detroit's had a rough year. They're 42 and 66. Another playoff team's game. The Houston Astros are 70 and 32. They're at Cleveland, who's 54 and 52. Yeah, we're really excited about all the trades the Mariners made at the deadline. You know, they could have used a few more bats. We would have appreciated that. But still, we're happy with the pitcher. We got Castillo from the Reds. Now he's teamed up with Winker and Gino. And there's many Reds that are on this in this organization. We got Castilla, the new catcher we got from the Giants. He was a battery mate with Castillo and has a great team chemistry with each other. Where I seen the stats, it's like Castillo's games. He's most successful with that catcher. And he has like a 2.06 ERA when that guy's catching for him. So, yes, I'm looking forward to seeing those guys as a battery. Also, yeah, like I said, Jimmy Skills. I'm going to start doing the Baltimore report too. He's a pro wrestler. He's an accomplished wrestler. He's wrestled all over the world, and he's been in movies. He's got his own bands, his own production studio where he makes music. He's been in movies like the Ultimate Deathmatch series that Sean Kane produced in his films. I like those movies, too, the Ultimate Deathmatch series. He had 1, 2, 3. And then Sean Kane came to my gym down there in Tacoma, Coach's Corner Training Center, and did auditions for Ultimate Deathmatch 4. I do currently have the script, and it's an amazing script. We just haven't got a chance to work things out and get that one going yet. And other than that, we got lots of other productions going where I'm working on my mom's book. We got movies we're working on. We got music we're working on. Continuing to do the Biggest Loser at Fitness Quest. Just got back from doing the boot camp down there with Wild Lyle and our buddy named Buddy. It was a great time, and then boot camps ain't no joke, brother. And it's sort of weird. It's like there's only 3 guys in it. Most of the rest of people are girls, and they're all holding their own, you know, so that's impressive. But you'd think there'd be other guys down there because we've even been to the booty camps because Wild Lyle's like my trainer. He's the UIW Universal Undisputed Champion. Also, he's the Fitness Quest shoot log champion. He did 115 squats with the 110-pound log. He got 115 reps in under 4 minutes to break the Fitness Quest record of 110. But anyway, he's also my trainer also, along with Jake Schwartz, down at Fitness Quest in Puyallup there. So Wild Lyle likes to go to the boot camps, and he pushes me to go to the booty camps too. And it's the same story down there where in the booty camps, no dudes. And then booty camps ain't no joke either, dude. Some of them are harder than some of the boot camps. But today it's like you can never predict. Like today seemed to be the hardest one yet out of all of them. I don't know. They just sort of all are hard probably. seems like each time you go, you say it's the hardest one. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, we're excited for the Mariners. Hopefully they can continue their role. And let's check out what else is going on. Also, Washington's at Philadelphia. And let's see. Yeah, the White Sox are at Texas. The White Sox are in the wild card hunt. They're 54-52. And hopefully Texas can win. Texas is 47-59 after Texas started the year pretty good. They were in like third place for a while, but they've slipped in the last couple months because they're 47-59. And of course, San Francisco, they've had a sort of a bad season for them since they made the playoffs last year and just went so far last year with a surprising team winning over 100 games. They're now 51-55, and they're at Oakland, who's 41-66, who are definitely on the rebuild. They got rid of mainly everybody. Okay, also, San Diego is at Los Angeles. What a rivalry they got there. And where I think it truly is a rivalry now. There, people like Alana Rizzo and Mad Dog Russo on MLB Network, they would say stuff like that's not a true, hasn't been a true rivalry, the Padres versus the Dodgers. But it seems to be shaping right up into that rivalry now that San Diego just got Juan Soto in the Juan Soto sweepstakes there for six prospects, or for six people, mainly prospects. But just like in the Mariners trade, the Mariners were able to get Castillo for four prospects, but we gave away two of our top prospects. You know, actually three of our top five prospects, but Novelli Marte and Edwin Arroyo, the shortstops and outfielders there. Man, it was sort of heartbreaking to get rid of those guys, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Now that we got Castillo, that might be the piece we need, especially when Haniger's supposed to come back any time now. And we're getting healthy quick, it seems like. So, yeah, things are going to be looking up. Hopefully Haniger can come back strong, and that will really help our offense, that we need offense periodically, you know. Sometimes we'll kill these guys, and then the next game we'll score one run. So we'll see how this goes. Yeah, last night we lost 4-3. And let me see. Chavez won that game for the Angels. He's now 2-1 with the 313. And Seawald lost for the Mariners last night. He's 3-3 with the 247. And Hager did get the save for the Angels last night. He got his second save. Top offensive performances last night for the Mariners were Toro was 2-for-3, so that was nice to see. Ty France had two RBIs like we talked about earlier, and Frazier's been keeping his consistently hot streak going. He was 1-for-4 with a run in an RBI and two and a double. Okay, yeah. So Frazier, yeah, we're looking forward to seeing him stay strong and help us continue to win along with Haniger coming up. And then, yeah, Ty France just came back. He was out a couple days. And hopefully Kyle Lewis will come get on track too. You know, he started out slow. After what a story with him, man. Rookie of the year, gets hurt again, and then comes back this year, and he looked great, man. He's batting like 400. He had two home runs in three games. Then he gets plunked in the head by the Astros, and he's out on concussion for, it seemed like, a month. He comes back, and he's like a shell of himself so far. Hopefully he's going to get back on track. I'm a huge Kyle Lewis fan. And Julio Rodriguez, man, he did great on that home run derby. He would have won, man. He had 81 home runs to Juan Soto's 53, and he still lost. But then ended up missing a few games from it. But then he ended up getting hit on the wrist in a game the other day, put him on a 10-day IL, and he's out a couple more days along with Dylan Moore. Dylan Moore ended up on the 10-day disabled list, too. He had back spasms. So we're hoping he can come back and be strong. Yeah, and then Haggerty also is looking really good lately, and actually for like a last month. And we hope he can continue to get playing time and prove that he should be a starter in the major leagues, because I definitely believe he's a winner. Especially he did really good down there at the Rainiers, you know, in Tacoma, where that was really nice to see. You know, he was batting over 300, hitting home runs, stealing bases, getting on, just like he's been doing for the Mariners. So he came to the Mariners and did the same thing, basically, and we're really happy for him for that. And like, you know, Dave Sims says, his walk-up song is the Godfather. Sort of eerie when Sam Haggerty comes up to the plate. And then, of course, he's number zero playing the Godfather theme. It's pretty funny. Also, yeah, we got the pro wrestling report here, too. Let's check that out. Okay, we got some shows coming up this weekend. There's a list of them here. Okay, yes, KCW's in Knoxville, Tennessee today. CIW's in Soddy Daisy, Tennessee. And then ICW's in Peru, Indiana. Russell Club's in Caldwell, Idaho. And my co-host for Turnbuckle Terminal is right now. And he's doing a seminar this weekend, too, it looks like. Actually, I do got his schedule. I can find that here in a minute after the wrestling report. Okay, Emerge is in Columbus, Ohio today, or Columbus, Indiana, excuse me. And then CCW is in Athens, Georgia today. DCCW is in Anderson, Indiana. BMFX is in Lafayette, Indiana. Big Six Wrestling's in Owensburg, Kentucky. TCW's in Liberty, Kentucky today. FWF's in Warsaw, Indiana today. Also, there's a new group, festival or something up in Linwood, and there's a group called Wildside's going to be performing a wrestling show at Linwood, Washington today. And then there's PCW in Evansville, Georgia, or Eastonville, Georgia today. PWC. Darn. I'm in a rough time with that. Sorry. All right. Yes. So excited. I'm going to have Lewis Rock hopefully on next week. He ended up with COVID this last week, so he couldn't make today's show. I was scheduled to interview him. So I've got other people on my list of interviews I'm going to be doing. Lewis Rock, as soon as we can, hopefully next weekend. Then, of course, I'd like to interview Jimmy Flame, the guy who wants to come on and help me with my show. He's a very entertaining guy, like I say, and very talented, and he has a lot to offer. And been an honor. You know, I got to work with him with the Real School Army at 3-2-1 Battle in Seattle, Washington there a couple years ago. Of course, we got the win. We got the win over two solid rookies along with Triple D. All I really remember in that match, we schooled those guys, man, from our experience. The Real School Army, it was Haas Toll, myself, and Jimmy Flame with the manager of Hank Miller. And I think Jimmy Flame had his manager there, too, because he had his own group going. GZ had a couple groups going at the same time because, like, he's the type. He has a group on the East Coast and the West Coast. So, yeah, like I said, he's very talented and very popular. So, yeah, we're hoping to have Jimmy Flame on in 2 weeks. Still looking to have Chief Atakulakula on. He's on his retirement tour this year. Then, of course, it would be nice to have Hank Miller supposed to come back on. Stephen Bonner, Wild Lyle, Jennifer Haas. Man, many people. Of course, you know, I like to interview Sign Guy on here again. And then can't wait to have Sunny Days back on one of these days. And we're always hoping to have Jimmy Flame on. We're going to have to get Dimitri on. And then we always enjoy it when QT calls in as a guest caller with his off-the-wall humor and comedy. We're huge fans of his, of course, since he's the founder, one of the founders of Turnbuckle Turmoil, which is one of the most successful podcasts in the world and in the U.S. also. We're over 10 years strong with over 1,700 shows. So I'm proud to be a co-host on that show with sign guy Jason Amos. So, yes, I'm very honored and privileged to be a co-host on that. And then I got my own show that I'm really proud of. You guys can check me out at Coach Mike Jones on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to check out the Real School Army and the NGW Green Room and for interviews from people from all over the world. And then also next week, each week, Pacific Daylight Time, 12 noon each Saturday, the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast. Episode 11 will be next week. We're so grateful and thankful for all you guys for listening and for when our callers can call in and put their two cents in. We're really grateful, and we thank you guys so much, and have a great day.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, a diagnose. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Coach Mike Jones, now scream!